Switch on your taringa, it's time for Te Whakatauki o tēnei wiki.
Mōrena, Arani.
Mōrena, mōrena.
Kei te pihi a koe?
Yeah, ahu pai. It is like the craziest storm going on here in Wellington.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sounding a little dramatic about that, but, you know, I still think it's summer. So
yeah.
What the wow.
Poor old Te Whanganui Atara just can't catch a break at the moment, eh? No swimming, bad weather.
When you say it like that.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough out there. No, thinking of you all as you navigate some tricky times down there with the moana as well. It's sad.
Man, yeah, out the gate. We've got a lot of work to do, but feeling for the rest of them all too as well. So. Mm. Hmm. I shouldn't complain. I did complain, but I shouldn't.
It's all good. Sometimes you gotta moan and groan about the weather.
Hey, it's Monday.
That's the one. Have you got a whakatauki for us, I tēnei wiki?
Aye. So, I need a whakatauki. He iti hau marangai, e tu te pā hoka hoka.
Mm.
And so, this is just saying, just a little storm, don't worry about it. He iti hau marangai, and then a rainbow will appear. So, you know, look up, chin up, get through it, I'm telling myself. Don't worry about it, just a little rain, and you know, all the other, you know, especially around Hawke's Bay and stuff, and the far north, Taitokedo, are actually really suffering, and I'm just kind of having a little grumble. So this is my whakatauki to myself, as it is usually every Monday. He iti hau marangai, e tu te pā hoka hoka.
Mm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Nō reira, te kupu Māori mō rainbow is he pā hoka hoka?
Yeah, koia, yep. This is one of the kupu, so there are heaps of kupu.
Yeah, I've heard another one for rainbow, but I can't remember what it is.
Yeah. So there's like Uenuku, is quite well known. Uenuku, Kōpere, what else? There are heaps of different really beautiful, I think some people even say Kahukura as well for rainbow. So there are a bunch of really beautiful words. Some of the things like clouds, cloud formations. We have heaps of different words for which tells you something, about the way that our people thought and kind of interacted with the world, I think.
Cool. I like this. A little bit of optimism, a silver lining, if you will.
Yeah. That's it.
Sorry, go on. Oh, I was gonna practice it back. So he iti hau marangai e tu te pā hoka hoka. Is that right?
Oh yeah, beautiful pronunciation. Love it.
Kia ora. Millie has an unrelated question for you for a kupu Māori that she's looking for, and we're not sure whether it'll exist. But I keep, you know, we start the show off and we ask each other, kei te pihi a koe, and Millie sometimes is bringing a slightly chaotic energy to the morning. And she's wondering if there's a kupu Māori more rungus or like chaotic.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, I'm scratching my head.
I know, I've just been kind of slotting in rungus, but I feel I could do better.
I don't know. We're all just so good at grinning and bearing it, aren't we? You know? I don't know if we really reveal that even when we are that.
Okay.
Like, oh, yeah, you know, I've just kind of destroyed half my house or something, done something weird, and cake to pie.
Okay.
And I like to think it's optimism.
Yep, that's the one.
Do you think it could be like in my inflection, like if I was like, cake to pie?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there's a lot in like pronunciation. And a dear friend of mine, Mariah Hunia, reminded us at a conference last week that te reo or the tinana is also really important. What your eyes are doing, what your eyebrows are doing, what your face is doing, what your intonation is doing. So, you know, kei te pai is a little bit like, ooh, there's something else going on there, isn't there? Or, you know.
I love that.
Like that.
Te reo te
tino. Yeah, and it, yeah, and it can be a question or a statement as well. You know, like kei te pai, kei te pai, or like, you know, kei te pai. And all of those things matter. So I think you might have to go subtle with that, and yeah, experiment.
Beautiful. Love it.
Oh, there's lots to work with there.
Yeah.
Inflection. I'll try and think of some kupu anyway, but I'll come back to you next week.
kia ora, Arani. Thank you so much. Have an awesome rest of your wiki, and we'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, man. You guys too.
Ka kite. Bye.
Ka rawe, another one for the kite. That was Te Whakatauki o tēnei wiki.